given Yerushalmi, corresponding to Ibn Babli, Daf Samach Tes, we begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Tes, Lamed Aleph, at the Mishnah. Halacha Gimel. Anche Chotze Sheshokach, Echa Mehem, Vli Irv, Bisei, Ofen Nachnif, Lahoi Tzi, Lahoi Velahem, Shalahem, Mutam, Lahoi Velahem. If one of the residents of a Chotze forgot to give towards the Irv, his house is forbidden to transfer between it and the chotza to him and to them. Their house is permitted to him and to them. If they gave their rishus to him, he's permitted to transfer between his house and the chotza, and they are forbidden even from his house. If two forgot, they forbid each other. This is because one person can give or receive rishus, two can give rishus, they cannot receive it. The Gemara says, Shalahem mutam loy v'lahem shibito mishusay. Their houses are permitted to him and to them. The case is, he was about to his rishus in the chotza, he's like a guest staying with them.
Now, v'shitachse chalila, if two in the chotza didn't make an eruv, can one be mivatel to the other, and the latter does his needs, and can they then switch back when the latter has invited the first so he can do his needs? Talmudoi de Rav b'shem Rav chozeres chalila. The students of Rav quoting Rav answer they can switch back. Shmuel amar ein chozeres chalila, where Shmuel said they cannot switch back. Masnisa pliga al Shmuel, shalahen mutoin loy v'lahem, she say loy b'shebitel lahem, she say v'shusoy, v'atanina nasan lo v'shuson hu mutoin v'hen asuin. The Gemara says, our Mishnah seems to disagree with Shmuel. It teaches that their houses are permitted to him and to them. Is this not when he was mevatel his rishus to them? And the Sefer teaches that later, if they gave their rishus to him, he's permitted and they're forbidden. Patalal ustadim, he must nisa. The answer is no. Shmuel explains our Mishnah to discuss different cases in the Reisha and the Sefer.